Press TV headlines. WikiLeaks says Iraqi civilians, including pregnant women, have been deliberately shot by American forces. The French Senate approves the country's largely unpopular austerity measures. The UN says Israel's settlement construction is an obstacle to the creation of a Palestinian state. And Google says email and password grabs by its Street View cars have gone far beyond what was previously understood. It is midnight in Paris, France, and 3 p.m. in Irvine, California. This is Press TV's World News. Well, top story this hour, in the largest release of secret U.S. military documents, whistleblower website WikiLeaks has released 400,000 classified reports about the war in Iraq. Al Jazeera has obtained copies of the documents. They show how U.S. forces killed civilians, including pregnant women, at checkpoints. Excessive use of force was routinely not investigated, and the guilty were rarely brought to the book. The files show that over 66,000 civilians were killed between January of 2004 and December of 2009. The figure is much higher than previous estimates. WikiLeaks' move has already drawn condemnation from Washington. Well, the French Senate has passed President Nicolas Sarkozy's controversial pension reform bill into law despite nationwide protests against the plans. The upper house approved the bill to raise the retirement age by 177 votes to 153. The bill has raised the retirement age from 60 to 62. The reforms have led to strikes across the country over the past 11 days. Ahead of the vote, clashes broke out between police and striking workers outside a key oil refinery east of Paris. Unions accused the government of drifting toward a policy of repression and police violence. The head of the CGT union says Sarkozy's move to order police to lift the blockade and give striking workers a legal notice to return to work is against the French constitution. The country's student union has called for more demonstrations on Tuesday. Other unions have also called for two massive protests next week. Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Professor Paul Sheldon Foote, who's with California State University, who joins us via satellite from Irvine, California. Professor, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV. Now, despite the disruption in France, 69% of the public there actually supports the protests, further emboldening strikers. Now, how can Sarkozy afford to ignore such strong support?
Well, that's the mistake of Sarkozy. He doesn't know how to sell anything. He thinks he just can bark out orders. He should have been spending a lot of time explaining why France is in a desperate situation and needs the reforms. They truly need them. France is living in a fantasy land, and the Socialist Party is lying. But he thinks he can just command his votes and get the votes and make it happen, and this is the consequence. He's wrong.
Right. Now, speaking of consequences, sir, many say that they're not actually striking because of the pensions, but actually out of scorn for Sarkozy. While the media has contrasted the whimpers of protest in the UK against cuts there and howls of French indignation at an increase in the retirement age. Now, does this explain why France specifically is so difficult to reform?
Well, absolutely. They have been wedded to a very outmoded pension system and what they think was a lifestyle that would last forever. We live in a global competitive economy now. We have the ratio in Europe of typically four workers supporting one retired person in the system. That ratio is declining. We have the large number of baby boomers coming to retirement age. Those numbers are real numbers, and they can't just look the other way and live in fantasy land.
Right. Now, the French government has warned about the economic damage from a protracted strike, as companies there have begun to count the cost of these strikes. But the overall effect is likely to be marginal, according to some analysts, who say austerity plans and the euro strength were a bigger concern. Is that true?
Well, certainly the people conducting the strikes have shown they could care less about their country. And the way they're behaving. They certainly haven't sold their position. I could argue their position a lot better than they're doing. The other things that need to be worried about, it's not just France where this is happening. It's happening because there are mountains of government debt in country after country, whether it be in Europe or America. Even if you change the retirement age, you don't make the problem go away of people supporting politicians irresponsible about debt levels. And France is only increasing their age to 62. It's 66 in America right now. It's 64 in a typical European country. A typical American isn't receiving 95% of their pre-retirement earnings in a pension. They're getting 39%. We have gone to a model of Social Security for a social safety net plus private investment and tax-deferred programs. France had better get with the program and do something like that or something superior to that.
Right. Now, speaking about the larger impact of this, oil finished higher as the strikes in France increased demand for imported fuel. Analysts say that France may have lost 80% of its oil processing capacity, while other refiners across Europe are enjoying higher margins. Now, does that mean unrest in France might have a global impact?
Well, there is one big international oil market, and the latest reports are that they will resort to importing more as a temporary solution to their problems. So, yes, it impacts the world market.
All right. We will have to leave there for now, Professor. That was Professor Paul Sheldon Foot with California State University joining us via satellite from Irvine, California. Professor, as always, we appreciate your comments. Moving on with the news now, a UN envoy has voiced skepticism about the possibility of creating an independent Palestinian state. The UN representative on human rights in the Palestinian territories, Richard Fox, says creating a Palestinian state seems increasingly problematic. This as a significant number of settlements need to be decommissioned to create an independent state with East Jerusalem Al-Quds as its capital. Speaking at the UN headquarters, Fox said the expansion of illegal Israeli settlements in East Jerusalem Al-Quds is changing the area's demographics. He also added that Israel's demolition of Palestinian homes and revoking Palestinians' residence rights makes it hard to envisage a Palestinian capital in the area. Remaining in that region, Israeli settlers have vandalized several Palestinian graves at a cemetery in the occupied West Bank. A witness says the settlers painted anti-Palestinian slogans on the graves in a village near Nablus. Israeli police are now investigating that incident. The Israeli military also says similar incidents have taken place in the same area over the past 2 weeks. Earlier this month, also in the West Bank, Israeli settlers set fire to a Palestinian mosque. The attackers broke into the mosque overnight and set ablaze carpets and several copies of the Quran. They also wrote graffiti on the mosque walls. In other news, the internet giant Google is under fire for violating privacy laws while collecting data for the online Street View project. Many across the globe say the project violates their privacy rights and want Google not to display their homes in its online program. Google says it accidentally collected entire private emails, passwords, and URLs. The internet giant says it wants to delete the data as soon as possible. Hundreds of thousands of people across the globe have filed requests with Google to exclude their homes from the program. Regulators worldwide are calling for official investigations into the matter. The Street View project is designed to collect data which is used in panoramic pictures. These photos are displayed in the company's online street maps. Haiti's President René Préval has confirmed a cholera outbreak in the country's central regions. The disease has so far killed at least 142 people. Préval says the government is taking measures to contain the epidemic. Health Minister Alex Larson also says the cholera outbreak is of the most dangerous strain. The epidemic has affected two regions north of the capital, Port-au-Prince. It's blamed on a river contaminated by thousands of people's daily use. Health Ministry says over 1,000 infected people have been hospitalized. Aid agencies are now rushing in emergency medicine and supplies. The epidemic has not yet reached crowded camps in the capital, but there are still concerns of a public health disaster. You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. WikiLeaks says Iraqi civilians, including pregnant women, have been deliberately shot dead by American forces. The French Senate approves the country's largely unpopular austerity measures. The UN says Israel's settlement construction is an obstacle to the creation of a Palestinian state. And Google says email and password grabs by its Street View cars have gone far beyond what was previously understood.